$H underscore $0 tension or $M dollar overestimation, by Brian Yamid Del Val Mazo et al. There is a strong discrepancy between the value of the Hubble parameter H0P obtained from large-scale observations such as the Planck mission, and the small-scale value H0R obtained from low redshift supernovae SNE. The value of the absolute magnitude m·hom used as prior in analyzing observational data is obtained from low redshift SNE, assuming a homogeneous universe, but the distance of the anchors used to calibrate the SNE to obtain m would be affected by a local inhomogeneity, making it inconsistent to test the Copernican principle using m·hom, since m estimation itself is affected by local inhomogeneities. We perform an analysis of the luminosity distance of low redshift SNE, using different values of m, m-p, m-r, corresponding to different values of H0, H0-p, H0-r, obtained from the model-independent consistency relation between H0 and m, which can be derived from the definition of the distance modulus. We find that the value of m can strongly affect the evidence of a local inhomogeneity. We analyze data from the Pantheon catalog, finding no significant statistical evidence of a local inhomogeneity using the parameters m·r, h0·r, confirming previous studies, while with m·p, h0·p we find evidence of a small local void, which cause an overestimation of m·r with respect to m·p. An inhomogeneous model with the parameters m·p, h0·p fits the data better than a homogeneous model with m·r, h0·r, resolving the apparent H0 tension. Using m·p, h0·p, we obtain evidence of a local inhomogeneity with a density contrast minus 0.140 plus or minus 0.042, extending up to a redshift of ZV equals 0.056 plus or minus 0.0002, in good agreement with recent results of Galaxy Catalog's analysis. This was $H underscore $0 tension or $M dollar overestimation, by Brian Yamid Del Val Mazo et al.